The bracha of Elokeinu Shema is a bracha of gratitude to Hashem regarding my soul that is tahora, is pure. There are different terms for something that is on a higher level. There is something called tahora or tahara, it's pure, or also kadosh or kedusha, it's holy. We don't say that my neshama that Hashem gave me is holy. We say, my neshama that Hashem gave me is pure. Rav Hirsch explains that the soul is pure. It has never been handicapped by any inherent quality of sinfulness. In other words, there's nothing inherently bad about our soul. It is inherently pure, I guess. That's what it means to be pure. It's in very essence, it's pure. But how is it different than being holy? Why the language of pure as opposed to holy? So if you think about the difference between pure and holy in the context of, let's say, korbanos. So let's say you want to eat kachim, you want to eat sacrificial meat, holy meat. You could only do that once you are tahor, once you are pure. If you've come in contact with a corpse and you're tummy, you're richly impure, you cannot eat the kachim until you've waited the appropriate time and you've gone to the mikvah and you are tahor. So tahara is a condition to being able to achieve kedusha, to eat kadshim. I think that's how we have to understand the idea of our neshama being pure. The fact that my neshama that Hashem gave me is pure, it means that I have potential. Tahara is potential for kadshim or for kedusha. There's not a mitzvah that we should be pure. There's a mitzvah of kedoshim to you. There's a mitzvah to be holy. And when we wake up in the morning and we say, God, you gave me a soul that is tahora, that is pure, that has so much potential. And now I'm ready to fulfill kedoshim to you. I'm ready to actualize that potential to perform mitzvos and therefore achieve status of kedusha.